Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Nobody Cares About Your Career, Why Failure is Good, The Great Ones Play Hurt. And Other Hard Truths is a non-fiction career guide by Erica Ayers-Benn, the former CEO of Barstool Sports and later CEO of Fufo52. The book is aimed at readers who want practical, unsentimental advice about how work really operates, especially in competitive environments where promotion, recognition, and support are not guaranteed. Rather than presenting career growth as a matter of luck, credentials, or corporate benevolence, the book argues that professional advancement depends on ownership, judgment, adaptability, and the ability to create value. Its purpose is both corrective and instructional. It challenges common expectations about mentoring, hierarchy, and workplace fairness while offering a grounded playbook for navigating jobs, managing bosses, and learning from setbacks. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, career ownership as the central operating principle. The book's core argument is that career development is ultimately self-directed. Baden rejects the idea that managers, HR teams, or mentors will reliably engineer progress for you. Instead, she frames professional life as something you must actively manage through initiative, self-awareness, and consistent execution. This matters because many workers assume good performance will be noticed automatically, but the book argues that visibility and advancement usually require deliberate effort. That means understanding your role, identifying what the organization values, and making your contributions legible to the people who matter. The implication is not cynical detachment, but responsibility. If a person wants growth, they have to treat their career as a project with strategy, not as a passive outcome. This theme gives the book its practical edge because it pushes readers to stop outsourcing ambition and start making decisions that improve their position in real workplace conditions. Secondly, failure as evidence, not as a career-ending verdict. A major theme of the book is that failure is normal, useful, and often necessary for progress. Baden does not treat mistakes as detours from a perfect plan. She treats them as part of the learning process that builds judgment. This perspective is important because many career books minimize failure or frame it in overly inspirational terms, while this one emphasizes the operational value of getting things wrong and correcting course. The key mechanism is accountability when failure happens. The productive response is to own it, analyze what happened, and keep moving. That approach makes failure a source of information rather than shame. In a workplace context, this is especially useful because many roles require experimentation, speed, and imperfect decisions. By normalizing mistakes without excusing them, the book encourages resilience grounded in practical learning instead of empty optimism. It also reinforces the book's broader message that confidence comes from surviving difficulty, not from avoiding it. Thirdly, creating value matters more than chasing status. The book repeatedly shifts attention away from titles and toward usefulness. Baden argues that a strong career is built by solving problems, reducing friction, and making yourself valuable to the organization, not by waiting for symbolic recognition. This is a significant distinction because many people approach work as a ladder of credentials and promotions, while the book treats career momentum as a result of impact. In practice, that means looking for ways to contribute where the business actually needs help, rather than focusing only on visible prestige. The emphasis on value creation also explains why the book discusses thankless tasks, energy in meetings, and workplace dynamics. These are the everyday arenas where value is either demonstrated or lost. The deeper logic is that people who consistently make things easier, clearer, or more effective become harder to ignore. That makes the book less about personal branding in a superficial sense and more about becoming genuinely indispensable through concrete contribution. Fourthly, understanding bosses, meetings, and company politics as part of the job, rather than pretending work is a meritocracy in a vacuum. The book addresses the practical realities of organizational life. Baden offers advice on how to choose a boss, how to get chosen by one, and how to navigate the expectations that come with reporting relationships. She also highlights the importance of making your boss look good, which reflects a broader principle: career success depends partly on understanding what your manager needs and how your work supports those needs. This is not presented as servility, but as strategic awareness. The same logic applies to meetings and workplace energy, where attention, timing, and judgment can determine whether your contributions matter. By focusing on these dynamics, the book explains work as a system of human incentives rather than a set of abstract rules. That makes the advice especially practical for readers who are frustrated by invisible norms or mixed signals. It teaches them to read context, anticipate expectations, and operate effectively inside real institutional structures. Lastly, a direct, experience-driven style that values candor over polish. The book stands out not only for its ideas, but also for its voice. Badan writes in a blunt, conversational style that matches the book's message about realism at work. That tone can make the book feel more immediate and credible to readers who are tired of generic career advice, because it sounds like guidance from someone who has operated inside high-pressure organizations, rather than from a detached theorist. At the same time, this style is part of its limitation. Some readers may find the language too coarse or aggressive, especially if they prefer a more conventional self-help tone. But the directness is also a feature of the book's positioning. It signals that the author is not trying to soften workplace realities or dress them up as inspiration. Instead, the book argues that careers are shaped by effort, discomfort, and judgment, and the writing mirrors that hard-edged outlook. This gives the book a distinct identity within the crowded career advice category. In conclusion, this book is best suited for early career professionals, people who feel stalled, and readers who want career advice that is grounded in workplace reality rather than aspirational theory. It will also appeal to anyone who has grown skeptical of standard advice about mentorship, personal branding, or waiting to be discovered. The practical benefit is clear. It encourages readers to think more strategically about their role, their manager, their contributions, and their response to failure. Intellectually, it offers a useful corrective to the idea that professional advancement is mostly a matter of fairness or formal credentials. What makes it stand out in the career genre is its combination of executive experience, direct language, and emphasis on operational behavior inside organizations. Compared with softer motivational titles, it is less interested in reassurance and more interested in how work actually functions. That makes it especially useful for readers who want concrete, unsentimental guidance they can apply immediately in professional settings. If you would like to support Erica Ayers-Botten, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.